Cuando llegué por primera vez a la Inmaculada Concepción y estaba aprendiendo la misa en latín, estaba agradecida por el hecho de que casi todo lo que tenía que decir y hacer estaba en el libro. Estaba en latín, pero estaba ahí y podía entenderlo. Es muy similar cuando yo celebrarlo a misa en español. Todas, excepto la frase Domine non sum dignus rintre subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. En esa parte de la misa, el sacerdote seguirá de cara al pueblo, sosteniendo el Santísimo Sacramento delante de ellos, y lo dices tres veces, y simplemente no podía recordarlo. Uno de mis amigos incluso bromeó diciendo que necesitaba grabarlo en el interior del copón de sostenia. Pero con el tiempo lo aprendí y fue una buena reflexión porque todos los conocemos la frase Señor, no soy digno de que entres bajo mi techo, pero solo di la palabra y mi alma será sana. Es lo que él dijo el centurión a Jesús deseando la curación de sus hijos. Es la frase que asombró a Jesús por la fe que había detrás. Y la Iglesia nos manda decirlo antes de recibir a Jesús en la Eucaristía. Esa palabra digno puede ser difícil de entender para nosotros porque la usamos de muchas maneras. La gente a veces dirá, nadie es digno de Jesús, y sin embargo, Él nos ama por lo que todos deben recibir. O nadie es digno de Jesús, entonces, ¿cómo puedo tener paz al recibir a la Eucaristía? Ambas respuestas no son del todo correctas. Ambas respuestas tratan a la Eucaristía como si fuera un trofeo de participación, un objeto, en lugar de una persona. La Iglesia, en su sabiduría, desde los días de los apóstoles, nos ha guiado de manera que siempre apunta a la verdad de que al recibir a Jesús estamos entrando en unión con Él. Lo estamos invitando bajo el techo de nuestro corazón, a vivir en nuestro espacio más íntimo. Si somos culpables de pecado mortal, es el equivalente de haber cerrado la puerta a Cristo y llenado el espacio con nuestra propia voluntad, o que lo besemos con el beso de Judas. Pero si tenemos solo pecado venial, Cristo todavía es libre de entrar en el hogar de nuestro corazón, como entró en el establo de Belén. Nuestros corazones son perfeccionados por su presencia en ellos. Así que al acercarnos a la Sagrada Comunión, debemos permitir que esta fiesta nos despierte a la verdad de lo que sucede antes del altar. Entramos en la unión íntima con Jesús y al ser despertados todo debe cambiar. Toda nuestra vida en este mundo se vuelve sobre ese momento de unión y estar preparado para ello. Si somos culpables de pecado mortal, nos confesamos, si albergamos rechazo a las enseñanzas de nuestra Iglesia, nos humillamos y cambiamos de opinión. Si estamos viviendo una situación pecaminosa en nuestras relaciones, nos convertimos. Y si somos conscientes de nuestras imperfecciones que no son mortales, bueno, entonces nos acercamos con fe, humildad y confianza como aquel santo centurión y dejamos que Jesús hable la palabra que nos sane y nos perfeccione y haga su hogar con nuestros en perfecto amor.
So when I first found out that I was coming to Immaculate Conception and was trying to learn the Latin Mass, I was grateful for the fact that almost everything that I had to say and do was in the book. It was in Latin, but it was there, and I could understand it. Everything except the phrase, Domine non sum dignus, ut intre sub tectum meam, sed tantum diverbot sanabitur anima mea. So at that part of the Mass, the priest is turned around facing the people and holding the Blessed Sacrament up, and you say it three times. And for the life of me, I just could not remember it. And God bless the altar servers for about 2 months, because they would whisper it under their breath so that I could hear it and then say it like I was supposed to. One of my friends even joked that I needed to get it engraved on the inside of the ciborium that I was holding so that I could read along. But eventually, I learned the phrase, and it was actually a good opportunity to reflect, because it's a phrase we all know. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. It's what the centurion said to Jesus, desiring the healing of his son. And Jesus is so moved by the faith that's behind that man's statement that he says that he hasn't seen faith like it at all in the kingdom of Israel. And it's that phrase that the church directs us to say before receiving Jesus in the Eucharist. But that word, worthy, can be hard for us to understand because in English we use it in so many different ways. So sometimes you have people who say, well, no one's worthy of Jesus, and yet he loves us anyways, so everyone should be able to receive. Or no one is worthy of Jesus, so how could I possibly have peace receiving the Eucharist unless I've gone to confession 5 minutes before going to Mass? Both of those responses are wrong. Both of those responses end up treating the Eucharist like it's a participation trophy or an object rather than a person. The Church, in her wisdom, since the days of the apostles, has guided us in a way that always points to the truth, that in receiving Jesus, we're not receiving something, but we're entering into an intimate union with someone else. We're inviting Jesus under the roof of our heart for an intimate communion in our most intimate space. So, if we're guilty of mortal sin, it's not just a matter of being a little unworthy. It's the equivalent of having locked the door to Christ and filled that space with our own self-will. So his love is there. It's directed to us, but we've barred the door by our own actions. Or we could say that we're kissing him, but we're kissing him with the kiss of Judas. But the church has always taught if we have only venial sin, it's imperfection in that way we're talking about. Christ is still free to enter into our home, however messy it might be. It's just like entering into the stable at Bethlehem. And it's by his presence, then, that we are perfected. Our heart is ennobled and made greater by him. So, as we approach Holy Communion, this feast should wake us up to the truth of what happens before us in the altar. We're entering into an intimate union with Jesus. We're not just checking a box, fulfilling an obligation, or getting a token of Jesus' love. We need to be woken up to that moment, and everything should change for us. Our whole world, our whole life in this world, should be about that moment of union. And so everything we do should be some sort of a preparation for it. So if we're guilty of mortal sin, go to confession. If we're harboring rejection of our church's teachings, then we humble ourselves and allow our minds to be converted. If we're living in a sinful situation in our relationships, we must convert. And if we're aware of our imperfections that are not mortal, well, good. And I think it's important, even as we continue to move further and further away from the days of the restrictions that were upon us in the pandemic, to really be attentive to those who surround us. I've heard as a priest a few folks who say, oh, you know, it's just so nice to be able to go to Mass in my pajamas with a cup of coffee and watch on TV. Now, mind you, these are not people who are sick or in frail health that the church would say the obligation to attend Mass is not on them in the same way it is on us. These are folks who really shouldn't have any issue coming to Mass.
We need to find a way to reveal to them, to wake them up to the love that is offered here in this person, because if sitting in front of a computer screen is the same thing as going to Mass, we're missing who it is that we're receiving. And I think any of us who know those who are legitimately sick or in frail health, they have a hunger for the Eucharist. They have a hunger to be here that we can learn from. They don't enjoy having to sit and listen or watch Mass in their pajamas because they know who it is that's here that we worship. And so once we have examined our heart, prepared it for that union, not with a thing but with a person, we approach with faith, with humility, with confidence, like that holy centurion, and we let Jesus speak that word that will heal us and perfect us, and allow him to make his home with us in that perfect love.